when man was lost in sin. No peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Pentecostal Church over here on the west side of Manchester. We want to greet every one of you in the precious name of the Lord. Remind you that we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this radio station. We want to get into the teaching and ministering of God's Word today. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and now we will go into the sanctuary of the Abiding Light. Numbers chapter 13, a very familiar portion of Scripture, where Moses sent out the spies into the Promised Land, and Moses gave them instruction, and he said, take a leader from every one of the tribes, and you go ahead and you send them into the Promised Land. This is the land which God had promised to his people. And God said, send them in there for 40 days to search out and spy out the land. And the Bible says that God was looking for them to bring back a report. And Moses said, let them bring back the information and tell us what is in that promised land. What is in that land that God has promised us? And the Bible says in verse 25 of Numbers 13, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them. This is Numbers 13 and 26. And unto all the congregation showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is the land that God has given his people. Everything they needed was in this promised land to live and to raise their families. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. These were the giants. So when they went in to spy out this land, they began to see the big walled cities, and they said, my, look at the size of those men. How are we going to come in here, and we're going to overtake them and take their cities and their land? The Bible says in verse 29, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people, said, calm down, boys. Don't get scared. Don't get nervous. Don't be fearful before Moses. And said, let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people. We've always got somebody that's negative in the bunch. Somebody that always says we can't. But listen here, the Bible says, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And in verse 33, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as what? Grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. I want to preach to you this morning and inspire and encourage somebody. We have got to get rid of our grasshopper mentality. Maybe you're looking at it from a grasshopper's perspective. We all know what a grasshopper is. You go into the fields in the early springtime, and they're those little creatures with those strong hind legs, and they can fly a little ways. They're a little creature, aren't they? Little teeny thing. Little insect. So God sends out these men to spy out the land and says, I've given you this land. I'm already going to go before you. And when these men came back after 40 days, you know the story, most of you, they came back with an evil report. And God wasn't too pleased with it. They looked at themselves as not being able because of what they saw, what they were coming up against. Have you ever just felt like, you're not able, I'm too weak, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough education, I can't get that job, I can't go and take that on? This is the mentality that they had. And can I tell you, it's a mentality that we as the people of God ought not to have. Out of all the spies, there was one that rose up named Caleb. And he said, you brothers all say we're not able and we're not strong enough, but I say we are more than able. Caleb didn't have a grasshopper mentality. He didn't have the perspective of saying we are small, we are nobody. Because see, Caleb looked at things from the eyes of his God. That his God was a mighty God. We're not just talking about the heathen's God who are limited in power. He knew the God of all creation, the God of heaven and earth. Amen. And brothers and sisters, that God that has given you and me all power and all authority. Not just some power, but all power here in the heavens and the earth are all given to Jesus Christ. The Bible says that these men brought that evil report and began to make the others fearful. Can I tell you, when you get around someone that always has a negative mentality, you don't want to hang out with that person for too long. You might have a friend, you might have a family member, you might have a coworker. You might have someone that is in your life that always holds you back from possessing that which God has for your life. I'm talking about the negative Joe. I'm talking about the one that's always looking at things as like doom and gloom. They've always looked at things in a negative way. Verse 33, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter what you think of yourself altogether. A lot of times, we don't see ourselves as nobody. And that's a good place to be in humility. But when we see ourselves through the eyes of God, that we are a chosen generation, we are a royal priesthood, and we are the people, the chosen of God. This was God's chosen people. This was God's people who he said, I am going to give you a land that flows with milk and honey. Can I tell you, this is the will of God for our life, is for us to prosper and to be in good health, even as our soul prospers. But the mentality of many of us today, we've come from poor backgrounds. We've grown up without hardly having running water, some of us. We didn't have sometimes the money to go buy nice clothes when we would go to school. Some of us have come from out of poverty. Some of us have come seeing our fathers and our mothers struggle to make ends meet. Is there anybody that knows what I'm talking about? I'm talking about you've come out of depressive situations, oppressive situations. From a child, you see mama and daddy struggle to put food on the table. You've seen daddy work his hands to the bone to pay the electric bill. You begin to get a mentality in your mind from a young child that I'm going to always live in poverty. I'm never going to see a real nice home. Some of us have been trained up from childs to have a mentality that we're poor, we're nobody, we don't have nothing. Daddy always got the hood up trying to fix the car. Daddy only had enough money never to fill the gas tank, but just to $5 it to death. Did anybody have a daddy, amen, that couldn't afford to fill up the gas tank, but always just $5 that tank to death? Thank God that gas back then was 65, 75 cents. You young people don't know anything about that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you from a child had a mentality of a poverty spirit. You only knew struggling. You never knew victory. I'm the same way. I remember watching my daddy get up day after day after day working, trying to take care of us, trying to put food on the table. So from a little boy, I always, always had a mentality of it's never going to get any better than it is. So from a child, you learn this way of living, that my life is never going to amount to nothing. My grandfather struggled. My mother struggled. Yet I've always had a mentality of, well, we didn't have enough money. Now, is that the will of God for us to live in poverty? No. But the fact is that many of us grew up with a mentality in many of our Pentecostal full gospel churches that if you aren't suffering, if you didn't have any money, you aren't really serving Jesus. You got to be poor. You got to go through this. Listen, that's not the doctrines of the Bible. God said, I wish above all things in His Word that you would prosper and be in good health, even as our what? Our soul prospers. There is a balance where God wants us to prosper in every aspect of our life. God doesn't want us sick and afflicted with diseases. And we're always suffering with physical problems in our body. That's not the will of God for you. His will is that you be whole, that you be made whole in your body, that you don't have to suffer with sickness and disease and all of that. Listen, I believe that, amen, that God wants us to prosper, amen, in the financial world and be able to provide for our families and pay our bills and stay out of debt and be the head and not the tail. Because see, what's happened is we have a mentality that things are not going to change. I'm never going to have a nice home. I'm never going to be able to afford a brand new car. I'm never going to be able to afford college. I'm never going to be able to do these things. I'm talking about we've had a grasshopper mentality. We see ourselves as being nobodies. But I'm here to tell somebody, oh, today that you are a child of God. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You have been chosen by God out of all the people on the face of the earth. Amen. Many are called, but few have been chosen by God. You are God's children today. The Bible says that when we look through our own eyes, we see ourselves as nobodies. Can you just be honest today? My mentality has been this way since I was young. It's been passed down through my grandfather, through my father, through my mother, that we're always going to be poor. We're always going to be defeated. We're always going to be the ones that are at the bottom. But can I tell you, that's not the will of God for His people. It's the will of God that we prosper. I'm not talking about the prosperity of what they're preaching today. I'm talking about a balanced prosperity in our lives, of our bodies being healthy. Our financial status is that we pay our bills and we be able to have more than enough, that we're able to be a blessing to the church, be a blessing to missions. David said, I am old and young, and he says he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. You might have to go through some tough times. You might have to count some change to buy some milk and bread. You might have to struggle to pay your electric bill and your gas bill. But I'm here to tell you, it's not the will of God that we have to grovel around begging with the mentality that I'm going to have to always live in poverty. I'm here to tell you this morning, that's not the will of God for you. It is the will of God that we prosper as God's people. And we need to get rid of this grasshopper mentality that says we are not able. They saw themselves as what? Grasshoppers. And we were in our own sight when we looked at them. They're big cities. They're walled cities. We've seen them, how big they are. Don't tell me you aren't moved by Hollywood. Look at those nice clothes. Look at those big houses. That's why the Bible says you better be careful of envy in your neighbor. In America, they call it keeping up with the Joneses. You know, it's not wise to compare yourselves amongst yourself. Not everybody's going to be rich, but I don't think we have to be poor either.
I don't think we have to live with the mentality that, oh, I'm a grasshopper. I don't have it. I'm never going to achieve it. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about you have had a mentality in your mind that you're never going to get ahead. You're making me preach this morning, but I'm going to preach till somebody gets the revelation that they don't have to stay poor, that they don't have to stay unhealthy, that they don't have to stay at the bottom of the barrel, but you are the people of God, and you are more than able to possess and receive all that God has promised you. If you don't believe it, that's all right. You'll never receive. How many of us know that's the Bible? Now, if you stay in that mentality of thinking, you will never receive anything that God has promised you. Out of all the spies, there was only one spy that had a good report. Most folks are negative. Most folks, we can't. We can't do that. Oh, we don't have enough money to do that. This is the mentality that I have been being dealt with by the Lord, that I don't have to be the tail. I can be the head. I want to be able to say, yes, I am a royal priesthood. I should be able to dress like royalty. I'm not talking extravagant. I'm not talking about costly array, but I'm talking about God wants you to have the best. God wants you to have the best. Grasshopper! We got any grasshoppers in here today? We got any grasshoppers that say, I can never, I'm not able, I can't afford. Somebody said, you're going to speak it, you're going to eat it. God told Moses, I'm getting ready to bring the people into a land and give them houses that they did not have to pay for. I'm going to give you land that you did not even have to plow. It's already ready. God says, I've got some things in the physical realm that I want to give you, I want to bless you with, but you've got a grasshopper mentality. You've got to quit saying, I'm not able, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it. No, you don't deserve it, but your God is a God of love. Your God is a God of mercy. Your God is a God that loves you and wants the best for His children. If you believe it, say amen. Problem is that we see ourselves as grasshoppers. How do you look at yourself? I'm nobody. Grasshoppers. I'm a little old thing. How does God recognize me? How does God know? Listen, He knows your name. I said His eyes are upon the sparrow, and somebody said, and I know that He watches over me. I'm talking about a God that knows every hair on your head, and He knows them by number. He knows that hair that you left in your brush this morning. He knows the number of that thing. I'm talking about the God that can count the numbers of the stars, and He named them, every one of them. I'm talking about the Alpha, the Omega, the one that created the heavens and the earth. This is your Heavenly Father. This is your God, and He wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you, and He wants to give you good things. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are but grasshoppers in our own eyes. Faith says, I don't go by what I see. There are giants in the land. Maybe you're facing some giants, situations in your life. Maybe you're facing some things that have been holding you back and intimidating you to go forward. What is coming against you that's holding you back? The Bible says that we need to have a faith that fully trusts God. Faith that says, I don't see it, but I believe it. True faith, and this generation knows nothing about true faith. True faith believes when it does not see. Faith is the substance. What is the substance of where your faith comes from? From the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. When God tells you you can have it, you can have it. When God says you're healed, then you're healed. When God says you're delivered, then you'll be delivered. What is my responsibility? To believe and to receive. Now, if you're living in sin, then you ain't going to receive nothing. And can I tell you the sin that does so easily beset us? Because the Bible tells us that which is not of faith is sin. So what we need to understand is when God gives you a promise that you're standing on for healing for your body, for some aspect or area in your life where you need God to come through for you, you stand upon the promise of His Word. And when you stand upon the promise of that Word and you believe, God said, it's just a matter of time before I let you see what you're believing me for. Caleb was pleasing to the Lord because he believed that we are more than able. He had to shut everybody up and say, look, all you, we can't, we never can, we'll never accomplish it, never, 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 I can't. I said, God, take it out of my vocabulary. When I talk about you, He's not a God that says I can't. He's a God that says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. We are the head and not the tail. We are the victors. We aren't the defeated ones. And if God says I can have it, then I can have it. Hallelujah. Because I am more than a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. Caleb was all by himself. You ain't going to have some get behind you. Some aren't going to get behind you. There's some that don't want to go forward. There's some that don't want to stay with that grasshopper mentality that I can't, I'm not able, I can't afford it. We'll never see the blessings of God. The devil is a liar. Ah, give me some Calebs this morning. Give me some Calebs this morning that says we more than able to possess the promise that God has given us. We must see ourselves as overcomers. You are a victor through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. If you were born again, if you are a Christian, He says you are an overcomer. Hallelujah. No, you can't do it in your own strength. You can't do it in your own power. You can't do it with your own ability or resources. But we serve a God that says we are more than overcomers because we've got the Spirit of God within inside of us. The Bible says, and this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Faith must be in something. What are you putting your faith in? In yourself, in your money, in your talent, in your ability? Some people look at themselves and say, I'm smart enough to do that. I've got enough money to do that. But can I tell you, brothers and sisters, that's a mentality where we begin to boast in what we're able to accomplish in our own strength and power. But God wants us to come to Him and have a mentality that I can do nothing without you. I must have you. I must have your strength. I must have your power. I must have your provision, that you are the one that allows it all to happen. If you do not get this mentality that I can overcome the world through faith in Jesus Christ, you will always stay defeated. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Give me some Calebs. Give me a man that looks at things in a way that says, oh, I can handle that. I can do that. He wasn't relying on his own strength or power, but he's looking at it through the eyes of faith that my God gives me the power. He gives me the strength. He gives me the ability to do all things through Christ who gives you the strength to do it. Amen. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That's John 5:4, 1 John 5:4 and verse 5. We must renew our way of thinking. You know, the carnal mind is an enemy of God. The carnal mind will always go against what God tells you you can do. So one of your biggest battles is your mindset. And most of us have been brought up and trained up in environments where we have begotten a grasshopper mentality of that we'll never accomplish anything because we're small in our own sight. But how many of us know that's not what God says we are? We're not small in our own sight. We must renew our way of thinking, Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For as a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7, so is he. So it's very important for you to understand, you will become what you think you are. Quit thinking that you're a grasshopper. This grasshopper mentality is what grabs a hold of our mind to make us think things that God never intended us to be. You are not a victim. You are a victor. I'm talking victory should be in the life of every believer. And if you're constantly being defeated, it's not God's will for your life. It is God's will for you to know that you are a victor and an overcomer. We must realize, brothers and sisters, that we can have what God has promised us. Numbers 13:30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. I like a man that has that mentality. That why delay? Why hold back? Why procrastinate? If God said I can have it, let's just get with it. Let's get it done. Every one of us are probably procrastinators in certain areas of our life. But brothers and sisters, when it comes to God telling me, you can go up and have that right now. Guess what, brothers and sisters? I want to go ahead and go get it. How many are hungry for the things that God has for us? He says, I've given you a land that you're going to possess. A land that flows with blessings. A land that flows with milk and honey. A land that is more than enough for you and your family never to have to go without. I believe this is the will of God for us. When we keep things in proper perspective, that He wants us to be a people that has more than enough. If you believe it, say amen.
As we begin to close this radio broadcast, I want to remind you, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester. My name is Pastor N.R. Davis, and we want to invite any of you that would like to come out and visit us. We're at 417 Granite Street in Manchester, New Hampshire, on the west side. We're a multicultural church preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we would like to invite you to come out and visit us. We start our Sunday services at 11 o'clock, and we also have our Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 o'clock. And you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, this is Pastor N.R. Davis, and may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.